A Twitter from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Mowing the lawn. So what exactly is the point of grass? One of the household jobs that I used to hate in the UK was the weekly chore of cutting the grass. It was a job that seemed to last all Saturday morning, if the weather was decent enough, and I seemed to spend most of my time trying to get the mower to work and collecting up the grass clippings afterwards. Edging the lawn, removing moss, clover and daisies seems such an unnecessary and time-consuming chore. Worse still, 2 days later, after I'd cut the grass, the job really need doing again. Then came the blissful luxury of patio tiles. Creating a tiled patio area around our homes in the Costa Blanca and later in the Canary Islands seems such a sensible idea, with no more cutting of grass ever again. Once the design had been chosen, site levelled and the tiles firmly stuck on the cement, that would be that, forever. Red rain? Surely that would be an easy matter to sort out with a hose pipe. Sadly, this was not to be the case. I've watched neighbours struggle and become obsessed with the after effects of red rain in the Costa Blanca. At first it was rather amusing to watch the frenetic activity on neighbours' patios after a rainstorm. Patio furniture, tiles, steps, banisters and balustrades all had to be carefully washed and scrubbed within minutes of the rain stopping. After all, this red dust from the Sahara was pretty powerful stuff, and it seemed to get into places, cracks and crevices that you would not think possible. Then one of our neighbours discovered the idea of using agua fuerte, an acid that when diluted with water would bring back the showroom shine to the newly laid tiles. What a find that was! Word soon got around the neighbourhood and we were all soon busily washing down our patio tiles with a solution of this potentially dangerous mix. Here in the Canary Islands, we just finished washing our patio after a heavy storm. Fortunately, it was not of the red rain variety, and after weeks without rain, it has certainly brought with it a fair amount of dust and dirt. Grass is a rare sight in this part of the Canary Islands. I read in one of the trade journals recently that artificial grass is a growth export business, with hundreds of rolls of the stuff being sent to the Canary Islands from the UK and Germany. Indeed, we realised just a few months ago that our dog, Bella, had never seen grass, let alone chased a ball or rolled on it, as our dogs in the UK used to. For a treat, we drove her to a park some distance from our home and watched her cavort, roll and play in this green paradise with the greatest of pleasure. Sadly, she also peed with excitement several times, and so my apologies go to the town hall for the brown patches that no doubt appeared on this carefully manicured lawn a few days later. Sitting on my patio chair, enjoying the last of the day's sunshine with a glass of wine, I hear the familiar sound of a lawnmower. It is from the neighbours who live just behind our property. They have a small patch of grass, which is about the size of a large tablecloth. This little patch of Britain is carefully nurtured, watered, fed, fertilised and regularly cut with tremendous pride and great pleasure. They even use a rotary lawnmower to cut the grass when a large pair of kitchen scissors would be more than adequate, and the event is over in seconds. I breathe in the faint smell of newly mown grass, and my mind goes flooding back to those years of battling with the lawnmower in our Dorset garden. Do I miss it? Well, maybe I do feel a little nostalgic. I guess it just goes to prove that although you can take the Brit out of Britain, you can never take Britain out of the Brit. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. Thank you for listening.